Remarks of the President, Ottawa, Ohio, 31 October 1952.
Well, it's wonderful to see you this morning. I appreciate most highly that cordial welcome. I'm very glad to be here in Ottawa again. I remember when I was here in Ottawa 4 years ago that your fine band was out to greet me. I understand that you have even a better one now. You know I like music, and I appreciate any reception that takes music into consideration. I've been having a most pleasant trip through Ohio. From what I've seen, I think the people of Ohio know and understand what issues are at stake in this election coming up Tuesday. As you go into that voting booth next Tuesday, I want you to think and remember that this is probably the most important election you will face in your lifetime. This election will probably determine whether we have peace or an atomic war in the next few years. It will also determine whether this great republic will continue to move forward to higher prosperity and a better life for the average man. Just the other day, somebody sent me a copy of a newspaper which is published right here in Ottawa, the Putnam County Sentinel. This paper has a fine editorial telling why it is coming out for Governor Stevenson for president. As you probably know, over 90% of the press in this country is against Governor Stevenson. The press is opposing Governor Stevenson just like they fought me, just like they fought Franklin Roosevelt, just like they fought Abraham Lincoln and every other president who did things for the average man in this country. So it's very refreshing to see and read an independent newspaper like the Putnam County Sentinel. Let me read you a few words from this editorial dated October the 24th. If we were voting for someone to direct our military forces to lead us to victory on the battlefield, we would not hesitate one moment in endorsing Mr. Eisenhower. However, to lead this nation politically and economically, our vote will go to Mr. Stevenson, who has had administrative experience in dealing with local, state, and national programs, who is not only a specialist in one field, but who has tried and proven experience in dealing with and helping to solve the problems of business, industry, laborers, and farmers. As governor of the great state of Illinois, Mr. Stevenson has had that experience, plus his previous experience in meeting with the leaders of European nations on an international affairs through his work in the United Nations. We believe that he will make a great president. I hope you will remember these words in that editorial when you go to the polls next Tuesday. I hope you remember that it is the Democratic Party which brought you good farm prices, rural electrification, Social Security, and all the other programs for the benefit of the people. Remember these things, and you'll vote next Tuesday to send Dan Batt to the Congress to re-elect Governor Lausche and to send that fighting liberal to the United States Senate, Mike DeSalle. And if you want good government for the next 4 years, you will vote to put Adlai Stevenson in the White House. Thank you very much.